T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line right now with us is the Super Bowl winning coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson. Doug, congratulations.
Angelo, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much this means, not only to me, to the Eagles, to the city, but this is incredible.
Well, it sure is. Doug, this is the gift of a lifetime to this city. Everybody is so jubilant, and you're a god in this town. You'll never have to buy another drink or another meal here. Doug, just tell me, you imagine that. I know you were with the Packers when they won it once. Is it what you imagined it would be when you won it for us here in Philadelphia?
You know, I guess you never know what to expect. I just know this, having played in this city, I've coached here before, now coming back to set this really the third time, and just feeling the passion of the city and the excitement and the jubilation, just watching our fans on game day when we win a game. It's just, and then to see the multitude of people, you know, Sunday night, back here in Philadelphia, it just makes it that much more special. And to do it in a city that one hasn't won this game, it's very overwhelming right now. But yet I'm so excited to have been able to be a part of this.
Doug, I got to tell you, I've been doing this job a long time, and no team anywhere has ever bonded with the fans the way your team has this year. I watched you come off the airplane yesterday, and I'm sure very little sleep. You went over and greeted all the fans that had come out for you. How did that bond happen? And how important was it to the success of the team this year?
You know, the bond, it doesn't happen overnight, obviously. It happens with the guys just being around each other every single day. And you know, I start talking about these moments back in OTAs when we're together for the first time and what we're building and trying to build, and then you know, you get into the regular season and little adversity starts to happen with some of the injuries, and guys just sort of get a little bit closer, you know, and then another injury happens or something goes on, or maybe something's written about a player or a teammate or something, and they just continue to get closer and closer and closer, and next thing you know, you have a team like this. It's a sort of a band of brothers that play together, love one another, enjoy coming to work every day. And that's why when you see things like that yesterday coming off the plane and the guys walking over to the fans, there was, I don't know, a few thousand fans there at the airport and then at our facility yesterday. That's what it's all about. It's about the fans and being able to win a championship for them.
Hey, Doug, you know you're now being referred to as a genius for that trick play near the end of the first half.
Can't take all the credit for those things. I mean, right. Obviously I get credit for the call and right. all that, and that's great. But at the same time, you know, I've got a great staff on offense. I got great players on offense, and they're the ones that make that stuff work. You know, they've got to be able to teach that play. That's not a play that I have in the game plan or in the playbook per se, but it takes a collaborative effort to get those things done. And it's just great work by the coaching staff to prepare our players in that situation.
All right. But here's the thing. We saw the Patriots run a somewhat similar play where the pass was going to Brady and he didn't catch it. Doug, did that in any way reinforce your faith that you guys could pull it off? Did that remind you enough so you wanted to go to it in a pivotal moment in the first half?
You know, it the only thing it did was it brought a little more attention to the play and where we had it listed, you know, in our game plan. And then, you know, I wasn't obviously thinking about that at that moment when I called it, but I just knew that if there was a moment in time in that game, if I wanted to pull that out. My initial thinking was I was going to save that play for the second half of the game. I was going to use it. That would put us up maybe 2 scores or 3 scores, you know, down inside the 5. I didn't think it was going to be on a fourth and goal with the one in the greatest game of all time and execute it to perfection.
Well, this, to me, as impressive as that moment was, Doug, you're down for the first time in the game, 33-32, and you got to get all the way downfield, and you got to burn a lot of clock because that other quarterback is pretty good, right?
Right.
14 plays, 7 minutes. You had a fourth down you had to convert. You had two third downs you had to convert. Did you feel the pressure of that moment while it was unfolding?
Angelo, actually, I can tell you, sitting here and talking with you this morning, God is my witness, I did not feel the pressure. I was so, and our players and coaches, we were so into the moment. We had plenty of time. We had all our timeouts. Our offense was rolling. And just trusting Nick to make great decisions. The guys were going to catch the football. Guys were going to run the ball. Offensive line was playing great. I was just so into the moment that I couldn't really react to the pressure. The pressure that I was feeling was really once we didn't make the two-point conversion, and then we were up 5, 38-33 with over 2 minutes to go. That was a little more pressure right there, feeling that, I think, knowing that you're given, you know, the greatest quarterback, the ball back with time and time out. So I felt a little more pressure after the play than I did during that drive.
Well, here's what happened. Foles and Aguilar were amazing in that drive. Aguilar made three big plays. Foles made one great throw after the other. Then Graham stripped the ball away. Doug, all three of these guys we had given up on, and you somehow rehabilitated to the point where they were major contributors. How did you manage that with these guys?
You know, you just got to show faith in the player and trust in the player. And you know, that was my message to Nelson after a season ago when we spoke. You know, for him to just get away from football, clear his mind, come back ready to go in the spring. And that's exactly what he did. And then to have Nick Foles, you know, who it's almost like not many people wanted him here lately and shuffling around. But I knew this kid, and I helped. Part of a staff that drafted him here to Philadelphia, so I knew exactly what we were getting in Nick Foles, and just continuing to develop him and showing trust in him. And a guy like Brandon Graham, who, you know, came to us, you know, we drafted him several years ago and a special teams player. Didn't know if he was going to really make it, but you just got to show trust and faith and keep working with these guys because this is what this league is all about. It doesn't take a bunch of like superstars, well-known players to get the job done, but a group of men that want to get it done, and that's what we have, and that's why this is such a great reflection of the city of Philadelphia. This team, this come together, hardworking, sort of a blue-collar team that there's not a lot of flashy, you know, big-name players that just won the Super Bowl.
Doug, did you ever think this would happen to you?
I did.
You did?
I did. I did. I did. I didn't think it was going to happen in year two, but, you know, Angela, listen, if I don't get into this business not wanting to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to go do something else. You know, this is why I coach. This is why I teach and lead this team. And it's for moments like this. And if I don't have that confidence, how am I going to show that to the team that we can win a Super Bowl? And obviously now the challenge is trying to repeat, trying to go back, trying to do it again, you know, and that's the motivation now. Once you won it one time, you want to go back again and again and again. And that's the challenge now moving forward in 2018.
Hey, Doug, have you spoken to Andy Reid?
I got a text from him after the game. I haven't talked to him, you know, personally or on the phone, but I got some text messages back and forth after the game.
Here's what I'm thinking, Doug. He was your mentor. Now that you won before he did, maybe you could give him a few pointers. I mean, he came close. It would, you know, maybe you could say, here's how you finally win it. It'd be an awesome thing.
No.
Last thing. No, I'm just really happy for you, Doug. And he gave us 14 shots at it, but he didn't do it. You did it in the second year. God. Here's the last thing I want to know, because so many people have called our show.
I will say this, Angelo, yeah. I will say this along that line. we still have some of the players he drafted. So,
wow.
And the Fletcher Coxes, the Brandon Grahams, the Vinny Currys, guys of that nature that, you know, Jason Peters was a big part of that success. You know, he's on our football team. So there's a guy, Jason Kelsey, you know, so there's guys on our roster that he's responsible of bringing here. So you got to give him a little credit.
I sure do. All right, last thing, Doug, is so many fans have called up and talked about their own fathers and what they remember. And I heard that yesterday in the memory of your dad, you talked about how he would feel if he knew that you had managed to do this. Could you just tell us what you think that would mean in your own family that you accomplished this?
Well, I just know, you know, my family and the closeness that we have and the way my dad was, you know, as a father, as a coach, you know, as a mentor growing up. I mean, you know, he was hard on us as kids and wanted the best for us and wanted us to succeed and really pushed us to be great. And that's what I remember, you know, obviously about my father and I remember those moments and really when you're, you know, when you're walking off that field or you're standing on that podium at the end of the game and you're lifting that Lombardi trophy and I'm remembering my dad and the moments that he was the hardest on me because he knew I could be better than what I was. That's what I was thinking about and then wishing that he was obviously there with us and celebrating this trophy with us. And you know, it's the other thing with my dad too, it was about team. It was about, you know, being a great teammate and a leader. And, you know, he motivated me that way to try to lift the guys around me to the level of play and the, you know, to be successful and to win. And those are the things that I remember. And obviously just instilling that in me, that drive and that motivation. And that's kind of what pushes me today, you know, to be just the greatest coach and the best coach to these guys that I can be.
Well, we need to thank him too then, Doug. The gift you gave to the city, you will find out on Thursday how extraordinary it is when you go to that parade. But we can't
wait for that
Doug,
parade.
We can't thank you enough. This was the greatest accomplishment in the 28 years I've done this show, and I thank you as a fan for what you did for us. It was amazing.
Well, Angelo, I appreciate it. And like you said, let's savor the moment, obviously. But yep. At the same time, we're going to enjoy this week and lift this Lombardi high. And it's for the fans, for the people of Philadelphia, those that come to the stadium every week. And I can't wait till Thursday.
You will never be criticized again on WIP, Doug.
Until
mid to late March.
Exactly.
Doug, thank you so much. Thanks for everything, Doug. Love this year.
Angela,
thanks.
Great year. I appreciate it. Yep. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Doug Peterson with some phenomenal insights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.